In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithfuls, let's speak from the heart. I am very blessed to visit St. Patrick Oratory Parish. It is very inspiring to enter the beautiful church you have, thanks to divine providence and the great work you made here with your dear pastor, Canon Boucheron. When one comes into this beautiful parish church, he cannot miss the main altar and the statue of the patron saint. Saint Patrick, the Apostle of Ireland, is well known for having brought the faith to the Irish people. The legend of Saint Patrick tells us that he had cast out the snakes from this isle, and since that moment, no one has never found any snake in Ireland. Personally, I have never been in Ireland, and I have to trust the legend of this saint. The sign given by St. Patrick for his mission is very meaningful. The snakes represent the power of our worst enemies over the creation because of our sins. When the Catholic truth is preached, believed, and confessed, our King, the Lord Jesus, rules, and the impostors have to leave. This is the teaching of today's Gospel. To be united to the vineyard means to be united to Christ and His Church. Today's Gospel teaches us the necessity to do some discernment. Discernment is not a synonym of judgment. When a judgment means to consider the merits and the demerits of somebody, of someone, it comes only from God. Discernment is a personal judgment on what is good for me and for the souls I am in charge of. It is a duty to have some discernment for oneself, for a head of family, for a pastor of a parish. The method seems to be quite simple, and today our Lord gives us some tips. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. If we do not have the authority to judge the merits and the demerits, we see the fruits. A good discernment has to be pure in the intention and firm to conduct one's conscience. First, a good discernment requires to avoid two main obstacles, vain curiosity and sins in speeches. Against vain curiosity, we learn from St. Paul what matters for our salvation. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, he wrote to the Corinthians. We understand why the great apostle wrote these words to the Corinthians. In the Acts of Apostles, we read that St. Paul came to the Corinth after Athens. In Athens, a large audience came to listen to this unknown teacher. People of this city were very curious, but not very interested in their own salvation. The apostles made a great speech that matched perfectly with their curiosity. From the philosophy and the poetry of this brilliant culture, he went through the mystery of the resurrection to the resurrection of the body. Thus, all these curious Athenians mocked the great apostle, who that day converted just a few people. St. Paul left Athens to Corinth, and there he spoke simply about our dead crucified Lord. About sin in speeches, we learn from the dear Lord Himself that simplicity in language is simplicity of intention. Let what you say be simple, yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. To emphasize the link between our words and our intention, our Lord said in the same sermon, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the court, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. Brethren, let us not speak lightly about our neighbors, especially when we are tempted to take all the attention. Second, a good discernment needs humility that convinces you the righteousness of the discernment and the necessity to follow what is considered good. A discernment based on the humility is like the tower built on the rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine, said our Lord, and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. Humility guarantees the purity of intentions, and so the strength of the discernment. Let us pray our great saint, Saint Patrick, that he may always protect our souls, our conversations, our families, our parish, and our friendship from the snakes of insidious temptation in judgment and speech. Saint Patrick, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.